If I can ever get into the presence of God, I can get my marriage straightened out, because there's restoration in there, there's deliverance in there, there's healing in there, all of that. But it actually becomes an access point between earth and heaven every time we gather together in the name of the Lord.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's continue on with Pastor Rogers in his new series, Now Open. This is part two from that series, When Heaven Opens. Let's go into the message today.
Wherever there is no peace, wherever there is no joy, the presence of God cannot be found. The Bible says where there is the presence of God, joy and peace and love and all of the attributes of God Almighty are found in that place. So if I'm going to get saved, I've got to get saved in the presence of God. If I'm going to give my life to Jesus somewhere, whether it's in a church or by my bedside or in a hotel or driving down the road, I can assure you it will be in the presence of God. Now, I want to go a little stretch further here for you to understand this. There has never been a time when you have been away from the presence of God. God's everywhere. So you actually sinned in the presence of God. He was watching you your whole time. He was navigating you along the way to get you to a place where an open heaven can bust out above your head. And so as a result of that, sin and self and Satan will do exactly what it's tried to do to Jacob all of his life and keep him from the place called the gate of heaven. The gate of heaven. The presence of God. Because if I can ever get into the presence of God, I can get my marriage straightened out, because there's restoration in there, there's deliverance in there, there's healing in there, all of that. Thus, it becomes so necessary for us when we get to a point like this and gathering together that it doesn't just become a building full of people, but it actually becomes an access point between earth and heaven every time we gather together in the name of the Lord. Hear what I'm telling you. I'm living this as I preach. When heaven opens, expect a struggle. I know why I've struggled getting to this pulpit this morning. You don't know what I've had to do in order just to get to where I am right now. And even as I'm preaching right now, and any preacher will tell you, even while you're preaching, the enemy's there trying to do everything he can, because he knows that if you don't fall asleep in the middle of this message and you actually engage the word of God, you might just access a portal above your head where God's glory will come down. Now, here's the way God works. You might access it, but if your neighbor sitting right next to you doesn't engage, and all they find themselves is in the middle of a struggle between themselves, Satan, and whatever else they got going on yesterday or tomorrow, you can leave out of this place with one person having felt the touch of God and the other person as dead as Luz. Come on, somebody. The flesh and Satan is always at the gate of heaven, the access point. And the struggle with Jacob was Jacob. He's running to try to find him a bride, but behind him is a broken home. Behind him is his brother that said, "When I see you again, I'm going to kill you." Anybody feeling me this morning? When I see you again, I'm going to kill you. You're a liar. You're a trickster. You're a con. And all of that's hanging over his head in a closed heaven above Jacob's head. He's on his way to try to find himself a bride. How would you like to be all of that and more and then try to find somebody to hook up with? He's struggling with his own self, and he's coming to the place. This is powerful, folks. He's coming to the place when he's on the run, and he gets tired of running. I know I'm going to talk to somebody this morning. He's tired of fighting. He's tired of lying and cheating. In fact, the man is worn out. Help me, Jesus. Have you ever been worn out? I mean, you got a good night's sleep and all that kind of thing, but you woke up tired. Have you ever been in a place where it looked like things were coming together and yet you're worn out? Worn out. The Bible says that the spirit of Antichrist that would come in the last days would come to wear out the saints. I'm amazed at folks that can do all kinds of things, but when it comes to the time for prayer meeting and go to church, they got a list of reasons why they can't make it there. And I'm not here to argue with you, and I'm not here to put you down. I'm just telling you, if you don't take advantage of an open heaven when it's available to you, you might not get it the next time around. Because this was a significant place in the life of Jacob. And the Bible said that he lighted upon that place. Boy, that word is so powerful. Because here he is worn out, tired. He's running from his brother. He knows that he's right behind him to kill him. He knows he's been lying and tricking and messing around. And sin is all over the top of his head. And the Bible said he lights on this certain place. He lighted. That word lighted there means he broke down in total intercession. In fact, the word lighted there is not just a casual prayer. Jacob fell on the ground in such utter prayer and intercession that he fell down before God and begins to cry out before God in this place. Have you ever been in a place where you needed to pray a prayer that you didn't have everybody listening to? Come on, somebody. I'm talking about that secret closet of prayer where you could tell God like it is. Where you can pour out your soul before God because I can't. In church, you got cute prayers. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Folks, oh, Lord, thou most omnipotent Father, please bless and all that. No, in reality, in your secret closet, that's what you're really thinking. That's what you're really struggling with. But I'm glad that God says that if we'll get away with him in the secret place, he will reward us openly if we'll come clean with him. Access to an open heaven is when you come to the end of yourself. I submit to you what God is wanting to do inside of every one of our lives is get us to break up with yourself. When you break up with yourself, you're going to see the glory of God in heaven open above your head. As long as Jacob was in control and not God, the heavens were closed and they were like brass. You have to deal with yourself. And that's what Jacob was doing in a place of intercession. He said, I'm going to go after God. And when you make up your mind to go after God and to seek the Lord, and how many of you ever said, I'm going to read the word of God, and the next thing you know, you fell asleep with your nose right down between Ezekiel and Isaiah. Come on. Why? Old spirit of slumber came on you. Why? Because the enemy will stand at the gate of heaven to stop you from getting access into the presence of God. Because if you ever get one touch, I wish I had somebody who knew what I was talking about. If you ever get one touch, you cannot deny, my dear friend, that in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. So sin and Satan is waiting there, and the struggle is over our own flesh. Flesh, the soul, what I want, when I want, how I want it. Come on now. When I want it, how I want it. But I'm going to tell you, the only thing you can do with the flesh, with you, with self, is crucify him. Sin and Satan have been already defeated at the cross. And it is the only place where Satan will acknowledge defeat. You can't sit down at the table and negotiate. I don't know what happened between the leaders of these major countries, but I know this. A few days ago, they were ready to lob bombs into the United States. Are y'all paying attention here? Just a few days ago, they were ready to push the button and start lobbing bombs into California. But today, after 65 years, they're shaking hands and stepping across the border and hugging each other like they're old family friends. I don't know what happened in the heavenlies. I don't know who sat down at the table. All I know is the results of something. Well, they asked the leaders, did you have anything to do with this? I cannot confirm nor deny that I had any conversation with that. I don't care who did it and how it happened. All I know is something happened in the realm and the atmosphere, and it changed everything. I don't know what your struggle is, my dear friend, personally, but if you can ever drag yourself into the cross and let it be crucified there is a change that will happen in the atmosphere that will restore broken places in your life. Jacob went out to an unknown place and found the gate of heaven, and he called it Bethel and had an encounter with God. See, when heaven opens, access is available to God. I don't know about you, but I thank God for access. Access. Somebody shout access. Access. Now I've never seen folks get as frustrated as they do when they show up a little late to church and try to get in one of these north doors over here because they're all locked up, and now you got to walk all the way around because the only access point is at the front door. But you know and I know that the only way for you to get inside is if you have the key. It's an access point. And Jacob found the way into his presence, into an encounter with God. Now, many want a blessing from God, but they don't want to bless God. Lord, rend the heavens and send me a blessing down here. But it'll be like giving an alligator a root canal to get you to open your mouth and bless the Lord who sent the blessing. Come on now. I'm talking about an open heaven as access that's available to you. And let me stop before some of you go religious on me. The access to God's presence is not necessarily between 12:30 on Sunday. Because I know him in my heart, I can be driving 70 miles an hour down the interstate, and if I need him, I can call him, and suddenly there's a portal set up between me and heaven comes down, and as the hymnist said, glory fills my soul. It's available. Access is available to God. And the Bible said he lighted upon a certain place, and when he got there, he saw there was some stones around and he was so tired. Now I'm going to tell you, when you know you're so tired, you'll lay your head down on a rock and get some good sleep, you know you're worn out. But God said, we're going to have to lay your head down on something that's a little hard, hard head, because we got to get what you are out of you. And the only way, come on somebody, the only way you're going to be able to have peace is, watch this, when heaven is open, your mind has peace with God. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? God is tired and I'm tired of all this nonsense that's going on when we're struggling with the same thing over and over again. We're tired of the pain, tired of the fight, tired of the sin, tired of the struggle that's going on. And when you get tired of fighting with God, you'll lay your head down on a rock. Y'all ain't hearing me. Wherever you lay your mind on gives you direction and instruction for the future. The Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The word says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in him. I'll let you have your mypillow.com. Give me the rock, Christ Jesus, and I'll wake up with peace in the morning.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.